You're listening to SBS News.
Ali Zaghami is a third-year medical student at Monash University in Melbourne with dreams of specialising in emergency medicine. But he admits he hadn't always wanted to become a doctor.
I wanted to be a fireman, like my grandfather, who my dad would tell me stories about all the time. I wanted to be that guy who would run into burning buildings and save people.
He was born in Iran, and at the age of three, he and his parents came to Australia to seek asylum. Shortly after, his mother was diagnosed with a rare heart condition that required long stints in hospital. He says it was his experiences with the Australian doctors and nurses that ignited in him a passion to join the profession.
Growing up, I spent a lot of time in the hospital environment, and because we didn't really have any family here in Australia, the doctors and nurses were a bit like a second family to us in the way that they cared for us.
In high school, he took the Monash University's hands-on health program, giving him experience in delivering medication, giving needles to dummies, and even setting prosthetic broken bones. He says from that moment on, he was hooked.
From that point, you know, a lot of people, work experience makes them realise that that's not the career for them. But for me, it really reinforced the idea that this is something I could see myself doing in the future.
The program is designed to introduce students from refugee, asylum seeker, Indigenous and lower socioeconomic backgrounds to a career in health. Successful applicants are invited to spend 2 days at the university's Clayton campus to get a taste of life as a medical student. They're given shirts similar to those worn by undergraduates during their clinical placements and a stethoscope. Over the duration of the course, they participate in activities like suturing a wound on a prosthetic arm, practicing CPR on dummies, attending lectures and meeting medical students. When COVID-19 restrictions threatened to shut down the program in its 9th year of operation, Monash launched a virtual equivalent, finding major benefits in who they could reach. Professor Karen Adams from the Monash Gookwunderook Indigenous Health Unit runs the program. She says distance is no longer a barrier for students who want to try it out.
We kind of knew when we were putting it online that there was potential for kids from interstate and rural and remote areas to engage with the program.
Inspiring dreams of a medical career for students who may never have considered it. Year 10 student in Melbourne's East, Phoebe Nelson, says many of her peers lack confidence in considering higher education.
They don't think they can do it, so they don't want to go through the hassle and, I guess, embarrass themselves if they can't end up doing it.
But Phoebe knows she can. Participating in the program online this month, she says it's boosted her self-esteem and given her confidence that she is on the right path to achieving a career in health.
I want to definitely do something, I think, in paediatrics, maybe even like emergency nurse or something, or even a paramedic.
Walking a path forged by older sister Ruby. Now a first-year nursing student, Ruby also completed the hands-on health program in year 10. She says having a little sister also studying nursing will be a major benefit.
It means that I can practice on her and she can practice on me and we just share ideas and it can help me revise.
While not every hands-on health student will end up in a career in the medical field, organisers say they hope to at least spark an interest in higher education. Professor Karen Adams says students who don't have a family member that went to university are also less likely to apply. She says programs like this are designed to overcome the generational education gap.
And so we know that low SES Indigenous students and students from asylum seeker and refugee backgrounds are less likely to go to university. So it's really about trying to level the playing field for everybody.
And it's done just that for 250 students so far. While it's a few years yet until Ali Zaghami can begin his career in the emergency department, he says he's got the motivation to get there.
When you think about the sacrifices that your parents make, you know, you want to make sure you don't waste the opportunity and try to do the best thing that you can do with your life. So I think, yeah, medicine seemed like a pretty good option in that sense.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.